We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud Tana Rabbanim. Zokt Gimel Tana Rabbanim learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Keteris that the Kohen Gadol brings into the Keteris HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. It says, the Nosan es HaKeteris ala Eish of Nei Hashem, v'chisa anan HaKeteris es HaKapiris, asher ala Eidus lo Yomus. The Pasuk says in Parash Achayamois that you put the Keteris on the Eish l'fnei Hashem, which means you put the Keteris on the fire in front of Hashem, in the Keteris HaKadoshim. And this teaches us, so yisakim v'chutz v'yachnes, don't make light up the Keteris outside the Keteris HaKadoshim and then go in. You light it up l'fnei Hashem, so the Nosan HaKeteris ala Eish l'fnei Hashem, you put it onto the fire in front of Hashem in the Keteris HaKadoshim. And this is to lohaitzi lovelivon shel tzedukim. This is not like the tzedukim say. Sha'imrim, they said that the way you do it is by yisakim yibachutz v'yachnas. Tzedukim, the Sadducees, used to say that you do the keteris outside the keteris kedoshim. That's where you light it up and you bring it in with the smoke. My drosh, what did they darshan? They darshan this other pasuk. It says ki ba'onon eroy al kapiros. With a cloud, I will be megalam hashchina on the kapiros. So you see that it came in with the cloud. So therefore, they learned that Malamet Yisakim Bechutz V'Yachnes. Omelam Chachamim, it can't be like you. But like Kohen Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'Nosan HaKasak Teres Ala Eish Nei Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, that you put the Teres on the Eish, on the fire in front of Hashem, in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So you can't say you do it before you came in. So M'Kain, I, the Pasuk of the Tzedukim, M'Kain Mat Hamalem, M'Kain Be'onah Eroa Laka Peres, Malamet Yisim Bo Mala Oshan. Teaches us that it has to have an honor. Well, learning from Kain Be'onah Eroa Laka Peres means that it's not enough just to put Keteris on the Eish in front of Hashem. You also have to have in that Keteris a certain spice called the Mala Oshon. Malamed Shinosim Ba Mala Oshon, and that makes the smoke come up. Umanayin Shinosim Ba Mala Oshon. How do you put a Mala Oshon? Shinema V'chisa Nana Keteris Sakapiris. Back in the first pasuk says V'chisa Nana Keteris Sakapiris. And there's a problem here. We just said how you know Mala Oshon from Kibana Rala Kapiris. What's the Gemara repeating itself? Menayin shnoyz by Mala Oshon. So the Gemara will talk about that. Menayin shnoyz by Mala Oshon. Mechisa nana kedaris as akaparis. Haloi nosan ba. If you didn't put the Mala Oshon into this kedaris, or yishachisa achas we call someone now, or it's missing one of the samanim, because the pasuk says ha kedaris Rashi says, and that Rashi has to be shleima, can't be missing. Then the halacha is yichayev misa.
So,
what is the first pasuk? So first of all, we don't have to know, but I would think you don't really have to know what the zoom. They don't need an excuse. But I would say what the pasuk is. They say l'fnei Hashem doesn't mean kodesh kedoshim. We find the words l'fnei Hashem sometimes on the mezbeach chitza. It's called l'fnei Hashem. It says tzufayin l'fnei Hashem. He can shkita tzufayin l'fnei Hashem. So this is what it could mean. The outside, that was my own pshat. I didn't find anyone who talks about it because I don't think anyone wanted to definitely have to answer the tzedukim, but I think that would be a pshat. L'fnei Hashem would mean they would learn, doesn't mean in the Keresh HaKadoshim. That would be the head that they learn. So the Mar Kasha, the Tepik Lay, it says if you're missing one of the spices or if you're missing the Mala Oshon, a person is Chayav Misa, because it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yomus. It says in the Pasuk, V'kisa Nanak Teres Esak Paris Asha Aloyidus, V'lo Yomus. So the shaila is, forget about missing the keteris, but typically the kamayel beirikonis. He's coming into the kodesh kedoshim for no reason. If he comes into the kodesh kedoshim with the wrong keteris, so there's another chiyuv, there's an iser, and with a chiyuv misa to go into the kodesh kedoshim for no reason, for beirikonis. So why are you chayiv for that? The pasuk says, "Va'yavoy bechol eis lo yomus." The pasuk says, "Va'yavoy bechol eis la kodesh," without the keteris, and if not, he's going to die. So what's going on over here? Why do you have to come on to the missing the keteris? Amrav sheshes halchum ayaskina kunchu shogag bebia vehezid behaktaro. The case was that he made a mistake about the going in. He didn't know the halacha. He now walking for no reason. That is a shogag. He can't be chayiv misa on that. And it was amazed behaktaro. The misa, by the way, is karis vehezid behaktaro. And he was amazed for the haktaro. He was amazed at Farakhtara, which means that he knew that he's not allowed to bring in a missing Keteris, that he knew. But he didn't know he's not allowed to go on for Birei Kanas. Therefore, for Birei Kanas coming in no reason, it can't be Chayef for, because it's Shaykhik. But he's amazed on the Akhtara. That's one Nafkamina. Rav Ashi has different Mahalach. Rav Ashi Yama, Filo Teima, Hizid Boy, Vizu, you're amazed on both. I, typically, as Birei Kanas, coming in for no reason. So Gemara says the case like this. Going to Ayal Shtei Akhtaris. He brought in two ketoruses. Achash lema, one was filled with the mala ashan and all the spices. V'achash chaser, one was missing. So abila mechayiv, why not the ayla shlema? You brought in a whole one. Haktara mechayiv to come back the ketoruses chaser. On the being makter the wrong one, yechayiv you makter a ketoruses chaser. Now. What?
You're allowed to bring an extra
avodah? So it sounds like that. It's not a chiyav misa. Maybe not allowed to, but it's not a chiyav misa on that. No chiyav misa to bring an extra avodah. So now, the shaila is, what was the case over here? So the way I'm going to speak it, I could be able to answer your question anyway. What was the case? He brought both haktaras, or you could learn like this. So one mahalach is that he brought in both, he's makta both, so on the din chaseira that is chayav misa on. And al-bi'arikonis, he was makta a good one. But you could say that he piled on top of it, whatever the case was, he piled on top of it. So the mahalach to say that the ritual attack says they were makta both. The other mahalach to say is that he wasn't makta both, he's only makta the chaseira. Just bringing in a shlema was enough to take away the bir ikonis. He was coming in with a good kataris, that stops the bir ikonis. That's another way to learn the Gemara, and that will also answer, you're not doing anything extra. That'll be another way to talk thing. Look at the Fika Yam talks about this, different Afarinim talk about this Gemara.
The melange was part of the kataris, was one of the ingredients.
So for sure on Yom Kippur it was, and it's ma'akiv, because it says, like we'll see in the Gemara soon, we'll talk about more, but we're dashing to keep an aral kapiris and chisa nana kapiris. We're dashing here, you need a mala ashan. There's a shayla on the everyday kapiris was mala ashan ma'akav anat. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches has the mashmayas, Daf Lamed Ches before has mashmayas that it doesn't need it. Because the Angel Alexandria, when they hired them to do the kataris, they couldn't figure out the mala ashan. So it means they did it without a mala ashan. The only problem was that it wasn't perfect, but it sounds like it was kosher. So that's the Vesiyos Yisrael, that mala ashan is not one of the things that are ma'akiv, but in Kippur it's definitely ma'akiv. Zog the Gemara Vayit, Amar, Uminayin Shinosim Leisiba Mala Ashan. How do you know that you put in to the Keteris of Mala Ashan? This is the preaching of a Brisa that asked the Kasha who spoke out before. It said, Menayin, the Brisa said, Omar, the Brisa said, Menayin, Shinosim, Mala Ashan, Tamla Vechisa. It says, from the Pasuk Vechisa, Nana Keteris. Right, the Gemara, we just said, Kiba'on and Arela Keteris is the Makar for Mala Ashan. Why are you not a Makar? Kral, you need a Pasuk to a Pasuk? Or Ravesi Vachkama. This is how you read the Brisa. But it's wilding Brisa like this. Ainly Ela, Ala Mala Ashan. You only know that your yotze with a leaf of a malashon, ikr malashon. Let's use the root of the grass called malashon. Menayin, how you know that's also kosher? Tamla v'chisa. So Rav Yosef's learning is that you need the extra pasuk to teach us that both the root and the leaf is kosher. You think only the leaf? Kamashon the root. Amalei abaya va'ipchatay. You went to opposite in the brisa. The time went to the brisa. Nosam va'ikr malashon. You put in the root. Malashon, the type of root that's called malashon. How you met hamav oila, the smoke is to go straight up kamaka like a palm tree. After begiyos meikar, until it reach the roof. Kivin shegiyos meikar, until when it reached the beams, mishtam mashmesh v'yared b'ksalim. It spread out. It came down the walls. Atzus malayavayis oshon, until the whole house, until the whole kerish kadoshim filled up with smoke. Shnema v'abayis malashon. Like the pasuk says, "Babayis malashon." So borrowed pasuk to Yeshaya. It's not talking about Yom Kippur that pasuk, but you see such idea malashon. So what do you see? The best part of the malashon is the root, not the leaf. El Abaya, you have to say the opposite. El Abaya, how come? Only the ikar malashon. If you just said ki ba'onon eroa like a paris, would say only the ikar malashon. Ala malashon, the leaf of malashon. Who said that's good? Mehechatei said that's good. How do you know? Menayin tamlei mevechisa. Tamlema v'chisa, that's what the extra pasuk v'chisa. So the first pshat in our Gemara is, we have a few pshatim. First pshat in our Gemara is that why do you two pesukim? One pasuk teaches us that the root is good, and the second pasuk says even the leaf is good for mala asha. Rav Sheshis Amar, no, different pshat. About the both the same. Just the question is like this: why do you two pesukim for the mala asha? Rav Sheshis Amar like this: Ainly ala oil might, you mishav midbar. You only know from the pasuk on a relic of Paris that in the Mishkan you needed a mala ashan. How do you know in the Shiloh ubeis alamim when it came to Mishkan came to Shiloh and when it came to the Beis Hamikdash when you had the Beis Hamikdash you also need the mala ashan menayim tam leima vechisa. Break the Gemara. You don't need that. You don't need extra pasuk. That hay vechein yasel oil moed asher chidi itam nafka. You learn from the pasuk. The pasuk says at the end of Parashim Kippurim, it says, V'chipa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael, it says, V'chein Ya'aseh L'Oil Moed HaShechin Itam Masechet Maaseh. Mashma, anytime you have the Shechina, you have to do this process of Yom Kippur. So you don't need a Reba for that. So more changes, the Halach Kamar, Ein Leil B'Yom Kippur, the only know of Yom Kippur. B'Shar Yom Moed HaShem Anayin, Tamla V'chisa. So here you have a Mandi Yom, which is clearly that Shar Yom Moed HaShem, you also need the din of Mala Asham. So he says, that he's just every all year round you need more so the Mala Asham. So that's the second shot in two psukim. A third shot. Rashi Yomah, Chad the mitzvah, v'chad the akev. One pasuk tells the mitzvah. The pasuk says ma'akev, and that if you don't do it, it's ma'akev and yichayev misa. That's ma'akev. That's in the two psukim. Shina kasa la'akev. Rav Amar, Chad la'oinish v'chad la'azara. Once for oinish and once for azara. One pasuk says, "V'nasan asteres ala ish v'nei Hashem chisa nana kateres esakaparis shal edus lo yamos." That's just lo yamos. The other pasuk, that's the oinish. The other pasuk says, "V'ayovoy b'chol eis ala kaius v'broiches." It says, "Shal arm lo yamos kivano roa like a pirus." That lo yamos is going on something else. That lo yamos is going on beer reconus. So you learn out. The Va'al Yaveh is going, there's another, the Pasuk Va'al Yaveh part of it is Kiba'on HaRoel HaKaparis is the Azara. That means every time you have an Oynish, you have the Azara, which is the warning, and you have the Oynish. So the warning is Va'al Yaveh B'choleis Kiba'on HaRoel HaKaparis. And the other Pasuk, Chisa Nana K'taris Lo Yom, was teaching us that Va'al Yomus, that there's an Oynish. And the Gemara brings a right to this Pshat. Tanya, learned to the right, so some girls did Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lo Yomus is Oynish. Ki ba'onan eroa is the Azara. Because in the Apostle, ki ba'onan eroa, it says, Va'al Yavoy. So now, this practice goes further now on a different topic. But at the end of the day, we have there a bunch of terutzim had a tie to two psukim. Either pshat is to teach us the two type of the root and the leaf. Another pshat is to teach us that it's all year round. Another pshat is chad the mitzvah, chad the akev. And another pshat is chad the oynish, chad the azara. Four pshatim all together in the two psukim. Now the Brisa goes further. Yochel Yerushneim Urim Karim Mitzvah Be'arayin. Maybe both these halakas, the oynish and the azara, was said before the story of Nadav Avihu. Tamalayim, when the pasuk says Achrei Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron. Now, if you learn Achrei Moish Shnei Aaron, it's a pasuk both psukim after, or both psukim on pasuk Achrei Moish. Yochiyu Shnei Murim Achrei Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron. Maybe both psukim are said after the misa of Shnei Bnei Aaron. Tamalayim, when the pasuk says Ki Ba'onon Eiroi La Kaperis. That pasuk sounds like that the first time I'll be Eiroi in the Mishkan is Ba'onon, which is before we know that Hashem was Megala Shechina before Nadav Avihu brought the Keteris. This is in Parashat Shemini, before the story of Nadav Avihu, there was already Gila Shechina. So Kibbe'ono Eroa HaKaparis sounds like that this is the first time. So it must be this pasuk of Kibbe'ono Eroa HaKaparis is going before, it's going before the Meis Shnei Bnei Aaron. Okay, Tzad. Azara, the pasuk Al Yavoi, which ends off Kibbe'ono Eroa HaKaparis, Azara is Kai de Misa. That's before the Misa of the Nadav Avihu. Va'oinish, the pasuk of Oinish of Lo Yomos, V'chisa, Nanak Teres, Lo Yomos, that was Achar Misa. That was after the Misa Shnei Bnei Aaron. Ma'i Tamudah, where do you see in the Drasha? We just spoke this out, but then we're all speaking out for us. Amar Rav Amakra, Ki ba'onon eroa, va'adayin lo nira. The pasuk of Eroa Masvet was lo nira yet. But here, before Nadav Avihu already was Eiroa. So obviously the Pasuk Yibonon Eiroa is going before Misas Shnei Bnei Aaron. And it comes out of say, Ein Mukta Mukha V'Taira, that the words Yibonon Eiroa HaKaparis that said in the Pasuk of Parashas Achrei Moish, says that after Achrei Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron really belongs before. So HaKaponim, when Nadav Avihu brought the K'taris, there was only a Zara of bringing the Keteris Mala Oshon or whatever, there's only a Zara, no Oinish. Well, in my time, of Oinish. We have been, maybe that was the reason another of you got an Oinish, because they're missing the Mala Oshon. So, well, in my time, of Oinish, why they get an Oinish? Kiritanya, the Pshat and another of you Oinish was a different reason. The reason why another of you died is because there were Meira Halacha in front of the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. My Drosh, what was the Halacha they darshan? The Pasuk says, they darshan v'nosdu bnei aharon hakoyin eish hamazbeach the afa pisha eish yiretz mishmaim, even though there is eish v'nashmaim, still mitzvah lahavim nehedi. The darshan is pasuk v'nosdu bnei aharon hakoyin eish There's a mitzvah lahavi min ahedi. That was a drasha they darshan, and that's why they were nifter. And this Gemara is
right.
What?
Even though they were right.
Exactly. Like Rashi says. Even though they were right, they didn't take Rishus. Now, the Tosfos is shown here already, and Tosfos and Erev and all Madayik, that sounds like, where is the din of putting Eish on Mizbeach? It's Mizbeach HaChitzon, not Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it sounds like the Maisa of Nadavi will not Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's what it sounds like. And what was the Hirah? They put the Eish on. They brought a Keteris on Mizbeach HaChitzon, just like the Keteris Nachshon, the Nesiyim brought Keteris on Mizbeach HaChitzon. They also did it. The problem was they brought their own Eish, which, and their own Drosha, they bring their own Eish. That was the tine on them, and that's what it's mashma. That Tosfos is right in the air, it's mashma. It's an insight, but like upon him, this is the one of the pshatim of the Gemara. So ad kan ha-Gemara of Ma'ala Oshon and Bechum. So the Gemara it said in the Mishnah that when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he went into between the Bein Avadim and he placed it down on the floor. And he placed it down on the floor, and then he walked back. He came back. It says, Yotso uvala derech nisasei. When he left, the same way he came in, which we touched means he walked out backwards. He walked out still facing the south wall. He's still facing the same way he walked in. He walks backwards out. But not immediately. How do you know you have to walk out like that? It says in the Pasuk, when Shlomo Melech, before he built the Beis Mikdash, the Bama, which was in Givon, which is the Mishkan, he went to be Makar v'Karvan there, and then came back to Yerushalayim. The Pasuk is like this. Shlomo came to the Bama that was in Givon, Yerushalayim. Oh, Yerushalayim? Givon, Yerushalayim, what's going on here? Chima inyan Givon, Eitzel Yerushalayim. What does Givon got to do with Yerushalayim? It should say, Vayyavay Shlomo Labama, Sheber Givon, El Yerushalayim. Or Mir Yerushalayim. What's Yerushalayim? Dr. Mara, Ella, Makesh, Yitzi, Osay, Me Givon, Lirushalayim. The Yitzia Megivon Lirushalayim, Lebiyosem Rishalayim Megivon. When Makesh, the Yitzia Megivon to Rishalayim, to the coming from Rishalayim to the Givon. Ma Biyosem Rishalayim Legivon. Just like when he went from Rishalayim to Givon, Ponov Klapi Bama, his face was facing the Bama. Kederach Biyos, like when you come somewhere. Af Yitzia Megivon Rishalayim, Ponov Klapi Bama, Kederach Biyos. Also, his face was towards the Bama, Kederach Biyos. And this you read the Pasuk. By Yovei Shloimer LeBama Asher BeGivoin Derech Halichasai, right as they came, and Yerushalayim also the same thing. When he went to Yerushalayim also, it was like by Yovei LeGivoin. It was the same facing the same way, like when he came to Givoin. When he went to Yerushalayim, the same way. And the Gemara goes further and says V'chein Kahane BaAvaydosim Mekam Der Avaydo also, and they were leaving the Avayd, and they walked out backwards. V'Leviim Duchanam and Leviim Baraduchan V'Shav Mamadam. When Israel also, they stood with the Kabbanas and they davened, Peshas the Kabbanas, and they washed the Kabbanas, they also, K'shen Iftarim, Loyim Achzirim Peneim, and turn around with their back towards the Heichel and walk out, V'holchem, El Mitzadim Peneim, V'holchem. What does that mean? Pashup Shadim means is, they walk out, you know, backwards, you know, and just they turn their face to see where they're walking. There are some of the Svarim that teach that it means they do turn around, just they keep their face facing the Heichel. And that's the way they do it. The pasha means you walk out with your back on the other way and your face just to see where you're going. V'chein tamen iftem araba l'yachse ponov v'yelech. You shouldn't just turn around and leave. But tzadid ponov v'hoylech. This also sounds like that pshat. But tzadid ponov v'hoylech, you turn your face. So either turn your face to your rabbi and walk out, or you walk out walking backwards and you turn your face the other way to see where you're going. When he used to separate from himself from Rabbi Yechidon, we'll see which way he did what. When Rabbi Yechidon wanted to leave, he's the Rebbe. When the Rebbe wanted to leave, what did he do? Have a gochen. He used to bow down. He stood up and bowed down, and he stood there like that until you couldn't see Rabbi Yechidon anymore. When the Talmud wanted to leave a skuye, when he wanted to leave, he went out walking backwards until he couldn't see Rabbi anymore. And even the ones who learned, like with Taish before, a different way, they say that here, this was extra credit for the Rebbe that he walked that mamish backwards. Rava, he used to leave Rabbi Yosef, even though Rabbi Yosef was blind and he couldn't see, still Rava was mechaber like that. He used to walk out backwards at the menachvon kare till he used to bang his feet. He didn't know where he was going. And it was dripping blood on the step to Rav Yosef, on the front steps of Rav Yosef was full of blood because he didn't see where he was going. As who said the Rav Yosef Dama? Amru lei the Rav Yosef. They told Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef couldn't see. Look, Hachi Avad Rav. This is what Rav is doing. Amru lei a Rava. He davened the Tarum Reishach Achkula Kacha. That your Reishach, you should be a Rashiva on the whole entire city. That was the bracha. Te Rosh Hashiva Sakrach. Rashi says, be the Rashiva of the whole city. That was the bracha he gave him because he gave this extra covet to Rav Yosef.